The president is a man of the people. He understands the problems and speaks the language of the average man and woman. He is a native Missourian, born and reared in the free atmosphere of that great state, which combines the vigor of the North, the hospitality of the South, the culture of the East, and the virile spirit of the West. He comes from a state in the heart of the nation with characteristics of all sections of our great country. Missouri is truly representative of America, as rich in material and human resources as it is in the history of the nation. A state that is strong agriculturally and industrially, and whose educational institutions are known over all the world. Under the influence of that environment, born of sturdy pioneer stock, our president learned and practiced the ideals of a life of self-sacrifice, simplicity, and courage. His love for a great mother and his love of family are as much a part of his Missouri background as is his sense of justice and fair play. Our party and the nation needs such leadership. Gentlemen, in that spirit, and with the best interests of all the people of our great nation at heart, I present to this convention for the office of President of the United States the name of a soldier, patriot, and statesman, and whose strength and courage has never faltered in war or in peace, and who is today leading this nation to a new and a greater destiny, the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Exactly the same time that Harry Truman is nominated here in Convention Hall, his train arrives in Philadelphia with his family and his party. Mutual, covering all aspects of this convention, takes you now to the presidential train.